going all around. She's got me going upside down. Squeezing, teasing all night long. Ooh,
I can't stop.
She's real, real fine from her head to her toes. The music starting, there she goes. When she stops, oh, nobody knows.
Ooh, I can't stop.
Well, rocking and rolling, really going, romping, stomping, really jumping. Boy, she really knocks me out.
Ooh, wow, I can't stop.
I can't stop.
You 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 can't stop.
I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't stop.
You can't stop.
I can't stop.
You can't stop.
I can't stop.
You can't stop.
I can't stop.
You can't stop.
The Fascinators on the Blue Lake label, 1955, up-tempo, Can't Stop. Now, this group is from Detroit. They started off in the early 1950s on the Your Copy label. And because of that label, Tom and I named our label Your Choice. Interesting info. Maybe not that important. So this one was recorded in March of 1955 and released a couple of months later. Earl Richardson is the baritone lead on this. Jerry Potter is the second tenor. Don Blackshear is the baritone and also does some leading. Bob Rivers is the bass. And the main lead is Clarence Smith, but not on this one. This one is Earl Richardson. Hope you enjoyed The Fascinators with Don't Stop. Like to say hello to Susan Dreyfus down in Arizona, and to Errol Foles, same state, to loyal listeners to the TCS, to Dean Shapiro, who wrote probably the best article about the Time Capsule show. Thank you, Dean. He's in New Orleans. And also a salute again to Charlie Horner, who has done so much for the music and continues to do it as he puts on shows, has a newsletter, has a website, writes books, writes articles. Both Charlie and his wife do this together. I neglected to mention her in the past. We're going to go now with more a cappella, and this is a song by another great group, the Heartbeats. I'm not sure what this was done for. It may be a demo or maybe a rehearsal before the band came. But this is after New Year's Eve. The version that was released was from late 1957. But this is all a cappella with James Shepherd, the lead, Robert Tatum, the tenor, Albert Crump, the tenor, Wally Roker, the bass, and Vernon Stevers, the baritone.
New Year's Eve is over.
Do, 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 do.
I had a nice time.
Do, 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 do.
I'm with my baby now.
Ooh.
And everything's fine.
Do, do, do.
Did you? Did you? Have a ball on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Did you make a resolution to the one? Did you tell her that she'll always be the one you're thinking of? Did you have a ball on New Year's Eve? Again, but a baby not too soon. 365 days and maybe a honeymoon. New Year's Eve is over. I had a nice time. I'm with my baby now, and everything's fine. Did you have a ball on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
It will come again, but baby, not too soon. 365 days. I had a nice time. I'm with my baby now, and everything's fine. Did you have a ball on
New
Year's Eve?
A salute to classic a cappella, The Heartbeats, after New Year's Eve. Heartbeats probably recorded in late 1957. Hello to Bob Gronenberg. He writes back and forth and he takes Time Capsule Show recordings on his travels around the world. Should have dedicated the billboards to him. Hi to Galen Gart, a longtime listener to the show and a person who's provided a postcard that I still have hanging on my desk. Hello to Doo-Wop Frank. That's Frank Russo, and he provides contests on email, which is always very interesting to me. Hello to Lou Fiore, who was the original engineer to the Time Capsule Show back in the early 60s. And hi also to Rich Mercato, as we continue now with a backflip. We did a Battle of the Groups in Part 1, and we hadn't done that in a long while on the TCD. And now a backflip, and we haven't done that in a long while. These are the Teenage Moonlighters from 1959 on the Mark label, which is a Utica, New York label. But the group was actually from Texas, and they were visiting relatives in Utica, and somehow got to record this and figured, okay, we'll call ourselves the Moonlighters because that's what we're doing. From 1958, late 58, early 1959. First, we'll hear the up-tempo side, I Want to Cry, and then the ballad side, Sorry, Sorry. The Teenage Moonlighters with a backflip here on the 2024 TCD.
Back
teenage moonlighters from Texas moonlighting up in Utica, New York on the Mark label, A Backflip. We just heard Sorry, Sorry, and before that, I Want to Cry. There are more people to thank, and I was kind of careful this year to try to make sure that I didn't thank people who have passed on. I know there are many lost listeners, many lost artists, and I do want to make sure that I check these things before I do the show. It's possible I messed up. If I did, I apologize. I'd like to salute the people on Facebook that I follow, people like Jerry McKenna, Karen O'Doherty, Phil Beauchamp, Bobby Leschak, and Tony Barcia. There are others that I'll name shortly. We're going to do a salute to the five discs now. The first is one of my favorite by the group, my favorite ballad at least. It's called That Was the Time, late 50s, early 60s. I think this was the second lineup. My research showed that this could be John Carbone, the lead, Tony Basile, Joe Bassalona, Paul Albano, and Charlie DiBella. That Was the Time. This is really good. John Carlo, early 60s, My Baby Loves Me. And this I have down as Mario De Andrade, Paul Albano, Tony Basile, Joe Bassalona, and Andrew Jackson. So some of the same names, but some different names also, especially the lead. Okay, a salute to the Five Discs, a great New York City group.
Oh,
A spotlight on the five discs. You just heard My Baby Loves Me, and before that, That Was the Time. More Facebook friends: Shandy, Ed Carlson, Val Shively, Charlie LaRocco, Dave Hinckley used to write so many articles about the music, great articles. Now we're going to spotlight local groups. First, from Brooklyn, The Sparrows. Anytime I hear something by The Sparrows, it just blows my mind. I can't even name a bad record that they made. I got this off the internet, so I don't know when this came out. But most likely it's Sal Mandrone, Dom D'Elia, Billy D'Elia, and either Sam Wood before 1965 or Bob Friedman, if this was recorded after 1965, and I apologize that I don't have that information. And then another local group, the Ribbitones. Tony Carbone, first tenor, Jimmy Pace, the second tenor, Frank Russo, the baritone, that's doo-wop Frank, Fred Toscano, the bass, and Lou Benevento, the lead singer. And they're going to do the Five Satin song, Wonderful Girl. They do a great job. Two local groups, the Sparrows a cappella and the Ribbitones with some music, here on the 2024 TCD.
Oh, oh, we love Porto.
Oh,
Feature on local groups from New York City or the New York City area, the Sparrows and the Ribbitones. If you'd like to write to me about the program, there'll be a link at the bottom of the page on the Vocal Group Harmony website, and I thank Tony from the bottom of my heart for making this opportunity available to me. I hope to keep doing it, God willing. I'm already gathering things for the 2025 show, if I can do that. I have a YouTube channel, TCS Guy, and it's a good channel, but there's a great channel by Todd Baptista. And make sure that you check out his channel. He has so many more things, including some of the best examples of 1950s rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony. So I hope you've enjoyed the program this year and that you will stay in touch and keep supporting all the shows that do this music and all the newsletters that write about this music and all the YouTube channels and the email listservs about the music. I'm going to conclude with one that was recorded in 1957, but not released until 1994. It's by the J.O.'s from California, and listen to this lineup. Richard Berry, Mel Williams, Arthur Lee May, and Jesse Belvin. Can you find any more four great singers from California? Probably not. And so this was released in the 90s on the Dig label, the J-O's with A Dying Love.
Somehow I feel in my heart someone somewhere is tearing us apart. Why must we have a dying love? Whoa, 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 whoa. How can we say your life completely? I trusted you so sweetly. Somehow I really thought you cared for the dreams we shared. Oh, 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 oh. So let us say
The J-O's on the Dig label, recorded in 1957 but not released until 1994. Richard Berry, Mel Williams, Arthur Lee May, and Jesse Belvin, A Dying Love. Hope you enjoyed the 2024 version of Time Capsule Discoveries. I would appreciate any comments, criticisms about the program. You can email me. There's a link at the bottom of the page on the Vocal Group Harmony website. If you like this music, you should support anyone who has YouTube channels. I talked about Todd. I have one also. It's called TCS Guy. And working together, we can try to keep the music alive. It's been a long, long time. But there are still people putting lots of work into the music. And I don't do that much. I mean, I do a video a week on YouTube, and I do this show once a year. But there are so many people that I've mentioned who do so much more. All those people with the weekly shows that I mentioned, and people like John Galindo with the Vinyl Treasures that remind me of the old Time Capsule show, only better because he has much better information about the artists than we had. I hope you have a great remainder of the month. This is our anniversary month of the Time Capsule show, and that's why I get the show ready for March. And the words of Alan Freed, God bless you. See you soon.